We're back on the air, and we are in the MTP Software Studios in Needham, Mass. Thank you for our listeners. Still creeping towards that 1 million people connecting with the show. We're pretty excited about that. And how could I not be excited? Because my co-host is the one, the only, Peter Meyerson.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be here. For all of our listeners, Jeffrey is sitting here listening, and we have a great lineup of guests today.
I'm stealing the mic back. You took too long. our next guests, Rebecca Lord-Gardner and Liz Shepard from Shepard and Maudsley. Now I'm going to turn it back to Peter Meyerson.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Hi, Liz. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Peter.
Hello.
So why don't you tell us about your business?
It's an unusual business.
Yes. Well, that's why I thought it would be fun to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So we have 6,000 square feet of studio space. Half of that is a fine art print shop. We don't print business cards. We don't print posters. We actually are in the business of making etchings and woodblock prints, a little bit of lithography, and we also do a lot of printmaking on fabric and textiles of all sorts. So it is unusual in the sense that our client base are all fine artists, people who generally have no money.
Well, you are an artist yourself.
Yes, that is the focus of my life.
So you probably know that better than anybody, that most artists don't have much money.
Yes.
So how did you come to create the studio?
Well, I graduated with my master's degree in 2006, and even though I was very interested in making sculpture, and I still exhibit my sculpture, I was working in the print shop at school, learning about printmaking, and it came rather easily to me, and I enjoyed teaching it. And when I graduated, I realized I don't have a press. A press is something, it's like being a pianist and not having a piano. You absolutely have to have printmaking equipment. So I tried going elsewhere and renting time at someone else's shop, and it really just wasn't convenient. You know, they rent you one day a week for X number of dollars. So I thought, I might as well just buy a press, $10,000 for a press. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with setting up a print shop. And to make a long story short, I thought, well, I'll just rent out the use of this press to other people. They'll pay me a small amount, but it'll all, and in a year it was paid off.
So very entrepreneurial.
Yeah, I mean, an unusual combination of artist and business person.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you come to be the business person?
I think a little blind ambition. And I'm from New York. So I'm just that kind of person who loves to build a business, and I love to teach.
But you are an artist.
My first priority is my art. Don't tell my children.
So do you exhibit?
I continually exhibit work, and I'm invited to shows. I do residencies. I do all sorts of things, and part of the way I make it work is that we have interns, and now I have the wonderful Rebecca Lord-Gardner, who's my partner, who is really helping me carry this tremendous load, but also an artist in her own right as well.
So since she introduced you.
Thank you.
What do you do?
I'm also an artist. My degree is in printmaking, and I also have a bookbinding experience at the North Bennett Street School. So I have combined bookbinding with printmaking, and also have a background in textile printing. I worked at the Fabric Workshop in Philadelphia, and that's one of the reasons why we expanded into the fabric printing. Not only can we print on fabric, but one of the things that I want to do with my work is to be able to screen print onto paper and work very large scale and then draw back into those extremely large drawings.
It's interesting, and we can talk about it. I just saw a movie that was fabulous called Places and Faces, and you know, it's very large scale printing. Mm. Very interesting. But what brought the two of you together?
Well, I originally had been printing in etching in Framingham, but I was expanding to do work for a show that I had at a gallery in 2018. I had a solo show, and so I needed screen printing, access to screen printing, and I found through numerous people that Liz Shepard's studio was the place to be in the South End.
Wow.
So I became one of her monthly members. I didn't have a space there, but I was able to rent time, And it was through continuously working there and then finding out that Liz was going to lose her lease because the South End has exploded real estate-wise. And so I quietly said, do you want a partner? And
I said, oh, my God, yes.
And so then we started looking for spaces outside of Boston proper and landed in West Newton. And so since last July, we've been business partners, and we opened up the first 3,000 square feet in August, and then the second 3,000 square feet was available to us back in December, and we opened that up to artists in January.
So what are the challenges you guys have as partners and attracting business? That's a pretty broad scale business.
Well, as partners,
yes.
Thank God she's a really nice person. And she puts up with a lot of money.
That helps.
Yeah. Very tolerant.
At least so far.
I'm only kidding. She's just a really nice person, and although not a total pushover, which is great because I will push over. So the partnership, at least from my point of view, is really healthy and going well. We talk a lot. We meet every day, pretty much. Yep. We give each other, a very long leash. You know, Rebecca did a residency in Ireland at a print shop, was away for a few weeks. I'm hoping to go do one in Japan next year for a month. So that gives me a lot of latitude. I'm so grateful for her. The business, however, making ends meet, it's less than a year old. We're almost about breaking even, which is very good. I think it's good planning. My husband happens to be an MBA, and he's watching everything very carefully. I have been in this business for a dozen years, so I know what I'm doing. I know who our audience is and who our market is. And really the only challenge is finding customers, and that's why we're very interested in talking to anybody who will stand still about what we're doing.
So where do you go from here? I mean, what is the next step in your business?
I'd say making a little money would be very nice, and I think
that's always a nice
we'd like to make
step.
A little money. Actually, our goal is not to, you know, make tons of money. What we're looking to do is work for us, make our own work without cost. So we get a free ride in the studio. And then, you know, we back into the business, we buy new equipment all the time, and we get a lot of satisfaction out of that. But if we actually were making more money, we'd make more choices about, you know, what to do with that. We'll worry about that later.
That's interesting. So what are the challenges right now for the business?
I would say the challenges are getting members in and long-term renters. So we rent space for artists, so they're not just printmakers. We have a textile collective, we have a glass artist, we have mostly painters, and it's getting people in to be able to commit to more than a year at a time. And that's also true with printing in the printers in the print studio, is getting people and holding on to them.
Hard to get the mic back, he was clutching it. For our listeners who might be interested, can you tell us the variety of classes, how long they are, how much they cost, things
sure.
like that,
yeah,
so we can get a sense of what they are, what time for people who are working, you know, just get a structure on all around all of that. Thank you.
The way I used to work is people would just email me and say, I want to learn silkscreen. When can we do that? And I would say, well, when are you available? You know, I would just go with that market, because as soon as you say, I have a class that meets on Tuesdays, everybody says, oh, I can't do Tuesdays, you know, so it's frustrating. Now we have more of a structure because we are bigger, and we sit down, look at the calendar, and figure it out. So right now we have a woodblock class coming up, taught by a visiting artist. She's coming in to do that next weekend. We have a website. We have the classes posted. They're not like a regular thing yet, but what would you say about that?
Well, it really is what the audience is asking us. We do get queries with people saying, oh, do you teach lino cut? And so we'll, as Liz mentioned, work on getting that on the calendar for a variety of people.
Sometimes selfishly what we do is we say, oh, I want to learn about making paper. And we'll just say, oh, who's the best teacher who in the Boston area who makes paper? Or actually, we hired a fabric printer from the Philadelphia area to come in and teach us how to do large-scale textile pattern printmaking, just because we wanted to learn it. So we said, let's do it, and let's get four other people to pay for it. And we do it rather whimsically.